Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 295 of Her, the podcast where, well, you're going to hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her red hot mamas. What? Yeah, this is going to be so much fun. You're going to love this because the guest is one of my all-time favorite BFFs. Oh my goodness gracious, before we begin, just know that this episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. Here's your reminder, your very first one, to click on iTunes after the episode to rate and review the show because I want to know what you're thinking. That's why your feedback is that cool. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind.
Her body.
Her life. It's all about her.
Good heavens, have you ever had a hot flash? Just what I thought. Do you think about hot flashes happening in the future, say if you're 35 or 40? Just what I thought. Well, if you're perimenopausal, which could be as early as your late 30s, and then coursing all the way up into menopause, which classically happens around age 51, 52, and then beyond, oh boy, do you need to hear from our guest Karen Giblin. Karen is the foremost authority on menopausal health. She is founder and president of Red Hot Mamas, the nation's largest menopause education program, providing midlife women's health information support. Man, this sucker began back in 1991 and she's still here. There's that word, still. She's still here, and I'm here to tell you, she's still as gorgeous as she was then. I don't know what you're doing, but I don't know. You're going to have to do a little sharesies here. Red Hot Mamas have been offered in over 200 hospitals and physician practices in the U.S. and Canada. Without further ado, my dearest friend, Karen Giblin. Karen, welcome to the Her Podcast.
I am so pleased to be on the Her Podcast and to be speaking about menopause. You know, Pam, Dr. Peek, that this is it's a registered trademark of being a woman and of being a girl. So I hope that, we can talk about and have a very heated discussion today about the things that happen in menopause and some of the funny aspects and some of the not funny aspects of menopause and some of the disconcerting symptoms that appear with menopause. So I'm thrilled to be on your show today.
Yay. Okay. Well, listen, this is all about looking at it as a life journey. You know, I think there's huge, so far, media bias toward people pre-menopause or pre-perimenopause even, really looking at everything from glowing skin to, you know, taking care of yourself and all the rest of it. Now what we have is a new burgeoning industry because there's a gazillion women, 70 million, who are flipping over and becoming perimenopausal and menopausal as we speak. So suddenly we've got droves at the door and we have to start saying the M word. It's the menopause journey. And instead of, wipe that damn stereotype out of your heads that, there's some, old beat up crone looking, stereotypic person. You ought to go over to Red Hot Mamas and have a look at Karen Giblin. After all these years and, well, postmenopausal, she is absolutely gorgeous because she lives in the entire journey. She walks the talk, and there it is. And so I think I'd like to start out with really the fact that this is something that needs to start getting folded into a full-on discussion of a woman's total hormonal journey. Let's not just, you know, be talking about premenstrual cramps and pregnancy. What happens after that? Come on now. Let's put it all together. What do you think, Karen?
Oh, I agree completely. And I always tell women that, you know, to honor thy humor, don't be afraid, don't have fear as they face menopause. But I can tell you, Pam, that it happens quickly, and it oftentimes it catches women off guard. And then sometimes, you know, if you don't know what to expect when it arrives and how to manage its course, it can wallop you and play very havoc with you. And, you know, some of the symptoms, you know, can last as long as a fixed-rate mortgage. So it's important that women understand, you know, what to expect when menopause arrives and how to manage its course. And unfortunately, I didn't have that choice. You know, I had experienced menopause at age 40, okay, and there were no, at that time in 1991, there were no how-to-do menopause books around. And I had very disconcerting symptoms due to surgical menopause. So that played a big role in why I started Red Hot Mamas, because there wasn't an abundance of information out there. But, you know, today there is a lot of information out there. However, you know, you have to know where to go, what good sources to get your information, you know, on. And a program like yours will certainly benefit millions of women who are listening to you today. So I think that it's important that, you know, we have the heated discussion about menopause, because, you know, a lot of women out there, like you mentioned about the hot flashes, you know, they may be, you know, feeling the effects of it. And, you know, I know with me, at times when I first had that menopause, I felt as if I could fry an egg on my chest. Okay, I was being blowtorched all the time due to severe hot flashes. And, you know, we don't know how long these are going to last or, you know, ways to abate these. But, you know, there are some things that we need to be discussing, because many women are experiencing things like hot flashes. In fact, up to 80% of women do have hot flashes and don't know what to do about them. But there's other, you know, changes that women that happen in beginning, and that, as you mentioned to you about the perimenopause, that's when women start noticing some of the changes. And that could be in the woman's, you know, early 40s, she'll start noticing some of the changes that occur. And, you know, it's the menstrual irregularities that start happening. She might start having hot flashes and night sweats, and there's a higher degree of headaches occurring during that perimenopausal time, and trouble sleeping. And, you know, and as you get into the menopause, okay, and the typical age of menopause is age 51, give or take 5 years, that's when, you know, other things start occurring, like changes in vaginal tissue area, trouble with the vaginal dryness, and, you know, and some sexual changes might happen. But I tell you, it can throw women to a loop, some of these menopause-related effects. You know, and you're one that will talk about, you know, the weight gain, the typical weight gain that may happen during that perimenopausal age, and, you know, losing muscle, gaining fat around your stomach. And I think you coined one of the term about the menopot, right?
Yes.
Okay, that
absolutely
occurred. Yes, I mean, these are some of the things that I hear from thousands of women, you know, that they experience due to the menopause. And of course, you know, let's not forget about the mood swings. And, you know, many, many women get mood swings because they're not sleeping at night. They're tossing and turning. They're losing that snoozing time. And all they want to do is jump into that lazy boy recliner because, you know, of trouble that they have sleeping. So these are, and that makes you feel irritable and depressed and forgetful. So these are some of the changes that occur with women.
Okay, now tell me right now how you think, as an expert in the field, we could start changing the narrative from an old stereotype that's been kicking around forever that it's okay for a woman to start looking, more kind of bent over and crone-like, and instead change the narrative to, okay, we're going through hormonal changes, but we're good. We can stay fit mentally, physically. How do you see our culture changing?
I do feel that our culture is changing, okay? I do think that women are changing their perspective. Look at the women at age 50 now compared to the women that were 50 in our grandmother's age. Look at how they look. They're taking better care of themselves. They're exercising more. And they're keeping, I try to tell women to keep, a more positive attitude at menopause and the right mindset. And I feel to keep a positive attitude, you need to, educate yourself about the facts about menopause, that it's a condition that happens in every woman's lifetime. And, but every menopause is as unique as our fingerprints. But I think keeping a positive attitude and looking at it will make the positive attitude make it a more positive experience. I think prepare yourself and collect a lot of information. I always tell women to do that. And really try to develop a plan, okay, to take charge of their menopause before it takes charge of them. And that by I mean exercise more, proper nutrition, try to manage your stress levels. And, make new friends. I think the camaraderie of social support at menopause is a key to, not only helping yourself and understanding that you're not alone through this, but it also will promote longevity by having friends to share information with. And we have Red Hot Mamas, we have a community forum that's located Red Hot Mamas on inspire.com. And there are thousands, in fact, I think there's like 6,000 women on that community forum talking to one another about their menopause experience. And that's really, really important that you share information with one another so you know that it's just not you that may be having the symptoms associated with menopause, that there's others like you and you learn from one another. So I always encourage women to keep a twinkle in their wrinkle and keep a positive attitude and a sense of humor through menopause. That's very, very important. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. A twinkle in your wrinkle. But it's just, I think a lot of this is, I love the fact that we're redefining the narrative with women who are very articulate, who are strong mentally and physically, who are now setting a new example so that we can stand up and say, hey, look, we're not done yet here. So what you need to do is calm down, right? And realize we're here for good. And we are going to, take whatever's happening in our bodies and simply show resilience. We'll adapt and adjust to it. So if the vision's getting a little funky, that's why God made ophthalmologists and optometrists. If the skin needs a little extra care, well, guess what? Your skin changes as you age, no matter what age you are. I mean, I don't have, my pimples anymore when I was 15. No, maybe my pimples are now some early wrinkles. So, hey, guess what? There are different ways you deal with all of that. So instead of looking at it as a failure, instead of looking at it as something that's a real negative, I simply see it as something you just simply learn to adapt and adjust around. And I think that's part of redefining what this whole journey is about. What do you think?
Oh, I agree completely. And I think women, there are several reasons, okay, to look forward to menopause, okay, for women. It's not so bleak. There's no more periods, right? So you don't have to fuss with those, you know, tampons and pads and different things like that, and no more menstrual cramps. So that's one reason to look forward to it. And I don't know about you, I hated that string with those tampons. So and that's one reason, no more periods. So goodbye, okay.
Bye-bye, bye-bye.
Goodbye, goodbye, okay. So adios. So then, you know, and the other thing too is sex without worries of pregnancy after menopause. But you want to be very careful during that perimenopausal stage. Okay, you have to wait one year after the final menstrual period. But that's another reason to look forward to sex without pregnancy. Okay, that's a good one. Then the other thing is too, menopausal zest. Remember all that? You know, some women actually experience a rush of energy after menopause. And I think, you know, many, many women that I talk to, there's more time to on hand, more time to take care of themselves after when they're postmenopausal. And there's more time to, you know, try out new things. So after menopause, postmenopause, life is not bleak. There's, you know, there's a great person behind every one of us. And there's no reason to fear menopause and to fear going into those postmenopausal years. So, you know, ladies, you know, look forward to menopause because again, you know, you have many, many women have a greater sense of self-confidence after menopause.
Oh, yeah. And actually, you know, that goes, that hits a number of different platforms. Some of the most successful entrepreneurs are women who've started companies after the age of 50. You just get out there and you're, you know, quite frankly, I'm sure you felt this too. You're just more fearless. You're out there. You're like, okay, get out of my way. If you're not with me, then get out of my way here now, because you're an obstruction to my path to success in whatever I'm doing. And I think women just sort of like look at things with less of a fear-driven attitude and more of a bring-it-on attitude than they ever had before. They're also freer in many respects. You know, hopefully the kids are out of the house and they haven't boomeranged. And a lot of relationship issues are starting to settle down. The instigator of divorces is primarily, after the age of 50, women. It's not men. And it just goes on and on. Like, what's happening here? There's a shakeup. And I think also, and this is a call out to everyone out there, because you know I'm a lifestyle medicine expert. I'm saying, I don't care how old you are when you're listening to this Her podcast, please attend to your mind and your body. Get enough sleep. You know, stop eating all that crap. And just have a more balanced way of living when it comes to nutritious whole foods, please. And then, you know, be physically active. Notice I never even said the E word. Be physically active. I don't necessarily have to say exercise. All I'm asking you to do, for crying out loud, is assume the vertical and just walk into nature. And especially since we're, you know, sitting around in the middle of a pandemic, a viral pandemic, the safest place to be is outdoors. So please, nature's awaiting you. And that'll be so fantastic because you need that, you know, for your perimenopausal and menopausal body, you know, going forward. And everything you're saying here, Karen, is so terribly important. You know, of all the questions you get, Karen, what are some of the top line questions that that women ask when they're trying to navigate through? What are the ones that are just sort of keep coming back to haunt you?
The things that I get, the questions are, you know, is this symptom normal? Okay. what I'm experiencing, is it normal? So it's key that women understand that there are some classic symptoms that occur, okay, that are normal. You know, like what the hot flashes and night sweats. Most people want to know, you know, is it really a hot flash? What does it feel like? Okay. The great warmth that you feel in your chest and your upper body, your face gets red. Sometimes there can be some heart palpitations. Some women experience them with chills and, you know, and perspiration. But, you know, a lot of women want to know, you know, what does a hot flash feel like? Okay. And, you know, when am I being awakened at night, but I don't know if these are night sweats, okay? So they want to know what are the classic symptoms of menopause, okay? And they want to know how long do these hot flashes last? You know, how long will they last when I get them, all right? And there's no clear definitive answer to that, okay? But we do know that, you know, the higher incidence you usually get them in, in the perimenopausal, and they usually, you know, they usually last when you get them, you know, during a hot flash, they usually last between 1 and 5 minutes. And, you know, the number of episodes varies, okay, and as well as you may not have them at all, okay. And the prevalence, again, you know, you mentioned about weight and different things like that. There's a higher prevalence if you are overweight, okay, of hot flashes. So that's another key to getting outside and taking a nice walk and keeping your weight down and different things like that, because that will surely help with the hot flashes. But they do get more intense, okay, in frequency in the perimenopause. And then, you know, for first 2 years after the menopause, that's when they're at the highest rate. But, you know, unfortunately, women want to know, how long do they last? No one knows how long they last. I have women, okay, that contact me that their hot flashes, they're in their 70s and they're still getting hot flashes. So we don't know really, truly, how long a hot flash is going to last. Then women want to know about their sleep disturbances, okay? They're turning in their beds and tossing in their beds at night. And again, you know, they don't understand how to deal with that. But again, you know, you mentioned getting out and taking a walk, okay? And that surely will help you with your sleep sometimes. If you get out and you do a little bit of exercise, and you don't have to join a gym, and you can't join a gym now, okay? But the sleeping issue is major with women, and that's one of the key symptoms of menopause, the sleep disturbances. And then, you know, again, they ask me about other things like they feel a little depressed, they feel anxious, they feel moodiness. But again, you know, I go back, and you mentioned again that with in relationship to anxiety and depression and moodiness, those endorphins surely go up if you go take your dog a walk, or you walk, you know, just take a walk by yourself around the block, okay? But get out and do something with exercise, because that will help release some of those moodiness and anxiety and depression feelings when those endorphins rise. I think you'll agree with me with that, right, Dr. Peek?
Man, listen, there is no question.
Yes.
You know, it's so interesting. I just did a tweet a little while ago. I was passing by a little a lovely coffee shop, and parked outside was just like a regular bike, an adult bike. Someone had spray painted the damn thing gold, and it was amazing. It had gold tires, gold seat, you know, the whole thing was gold. And I stared at it and I took a picture of it. I just loved it. And it reminded me of some of the best cycling quotes. And one is, a bike ride is just one ride away from the best attitude you've ever had. And it just elevates your whole mood. You can't help but feel positive, and you know that's going to spill down in everything that you do, in addition to which you're taking good physical care of yourself. You're using that body. I got news for you, girlfriends out there. You know, after the age of 50, especially after the age of 60, you know, your recovery time increases for all things physical activity. It's just the way of the world. That's an actual, you know, piece of the aging process. And in addition, you will drop those precious muscles and you'll lose that endurance, balance, and flexibility, you know, at the wink of an eye if you don't stay up with it. So it's like stoking a fire. You want to just keep, you know, kind of poking it and throwing in a few sticks and stuff, but don't let the whole damn thing go out, because then it's a pain in the noogies to have to start all over again and have to get fit and everything. And when I say fit, would you please stop thinking you have to be a member of the Olympics? I'm talking about being physically fit enough to be able to get off the ground if you fall and there's no one around you to help you get up. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about functional fitness for functional aging. And it, so it means that if you want to live a life that's robust and filled with vitality, then you've got to have the mind and body that allows you to do that in the first place. So girlfriends, you got to work it. You got to build that strong foundation. And Karen and I both, we can speak to this because guess what? We walk the talk. What kind of things do you do, Karen, to kind of keep it going in terms of activity?
Well, okay. First of all, I must confess, I'm like probably lots of your listeners out there that needed a kick in the butt, okay, when it comes to exercise. And I can tell you that I did have weight gain, you know, and, you know, after I had menopause, but I'm pretty fit. In fact, I have to tell you that I still have, I don't know why, I call it traumatic swimsuit syndrome. Okay, I think I'd rather sometimes step on a landmine than put on a swimsuit. It's just just in my head, because I felt as if my body changed after menopause, and the weight distribution actually did. Maybe you could tell us about that. The weight distribution changed after menopause with me. So, you know, I really did develop traumatic swimsuit syndrome. But anyway, but I keep fit. I try to keep fit. And what I do, okay, and I was an avid bar exercises, okay, B-A-R-R-E. I love bar exercises because you're not pounding and running or anything. You're not going to hurt your joints or anything like that. But it really worked on the core muscles. So now I don't have that traumatic swimsuit because it's really helped in my upper area and my stomach area really tone up the way that I needed to tone up. And, you know, I've always been an ice skater all my life, so I you know what? I love ice skating because if I get hot flashes, you never feel a hot flash when you're ice skating.
Yeah, you know why? Because all you have to do is do a damn face plant right in the ice. And, you know, it's like, dude, I'm feeling so good. I love it.
Those are my secrets. And walking. I have a dog that loves to walk, and we go walk around a track 3 times every day, okay, with my dog. So those are the things that keep my spirits up after menopause, but it also helps me maintain, okay, my weight, okay, and I feel much better about myself after I take that long walk with my dog or do exercises.
Let me go to the bathing suit, you know, place.
Swimsuit.
Okay, listen.
Yes, syndrome.
Yeah.
Please,
yeah,
tell
seriously.
Us.
So here's a gig, right? And I wrote most of my books, you know, speak to this in a big way. There's a shape shifting that takes place that begins at the start of the perimenopausal journey, whether it's at age 40 or 45. But what happens is the shape shifting is a redistribution of fat. So many women note that they're picking up more belly fat, and the belly fat oftentimes is the outside belly fat. So the stuff, you know, the pinch an inch or pinch a foot or pinch a yard or whatever's going on there, with or without the fat deep inside the belly, which, you know, everyone has some. It's very important to have that. It's just that you don't want too much. So what ends up happening is, for a variety of reasons that really are centered around the shift in sex hormones, meaning estrogen and progesterone and testosterone, but primarily estrogen, we're seeing a shape shifting. So I always like to say that most women have spent their lives looking kind of like, sort of kind of like an hourglass, and now they look like a shot glass. It's kind of like everything just sort of went upstairs. Well, you know, listen, you can minimize the heck out of that, and you can maintain a pretty damn good shape so long as you stay physically fit. It's just going to take more of an effort, but big deal. You know, grow up, man. Consider the alternative. At least you're here to bitch, moan, and whine about having to go through the effort. It's just a price to pay to be able to live beyond the age of 50. But here's a little heads up. The heads up is that you should be already at age 20, 30, 40, you know, laying down a nice strong foundation of muscles and physical fitness, so that when you do become menopausal, you're going to have much less of a problem navigating through it because you're already mentally and physically fit. So this is a good time to be, you know, kind of proactive and get that whole thing together. Make sense?
It makes sense also, you know, and the other thing too that it helps with, I know that a lot of women complain that they have joint pains, okay, they feel stiff and achy and all that, and that's one of the other symptoms associated with menopause, the stiffness and the joint pains. But if you're physically fit, okay, that will help with that. It keeps everything in shape. Am I wrong, right in that, Dr. Peek?
No, you're absolutely, yes, hands down. Osteoarthritis is 50 times better than, you know, when you're more physically active. See, what happens is the ligaments and tendons throughout a woman's body, and it's actually men and women, but women especially, become quite dry. They become drier as you get older. Therefore, you get stiffer. So when those when you were younger and you were able to touch your little toes and all that stuff and you bent over, maybe not so much today. So you can definitely get back to it and optimize it by simply working it. That's what I said, work it. But here's where functional fitness is where it's at. Not cute stuff or, you know, having to join CrossFit or something. Instead, functional fitness. Take your body in all kinds of different directions so that you are able to maintain a level of endurance, balance, flexibility, and strength that will take you well into, you know, your 50s, 60s, and beyond. That's why this is so terribly important. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because, you know, people just don't think about that. I think there's a lot of just giving in, Karen, and I'm sure you've seen this too. I think that one of the things that you and I, you know, used to hear about, and maybe still do to a certain degree, is a lot of despair. It's like, oh, hell, you know, I give up. You know, this is just too much. You know, like, my body's going through so many changes and none of this makes sense. And there's all this work and back and forth. And once again, my argument is it's not that bad. We just have to take small steps. Small, powerful, strong steps to be able to maintain, well, establish and then sustain a strong foundation of mind-body fitness as you course through your years. And I think that's really what you speak to. I want to make sure everybody out there knows to be able to run on over to Red Hot Mamas, redhotmamas.org. That is the website. And here's where you're going to learn the latest and the greatest from Karen Giblin, the founder and the president of Red Hot Mamas. You know, Karen has really been a signature expert in this field for, my God, 30 years. And I'm just saying that she has the street creds, as we say in the business, to be able to speak to this, not only having lived through it, but also being a very, very wise and informed and articulate expert and educator in the field. So run on over to redhotmamas.org and learn more, please, today, because this is so terribly important. And sign up for everything there. Listen to what Karen and her wonderful team are sharing to inform you. It's just so terribly important. So I hope you all hear redhotmamas.org is where it is. One last wise comment from you, Karen. Just share it. Go ahead.
I feel as if you should take charge of menopause before it takes charge of you. And you can do that by gathering knowledge and strength through lots of different resources. Again, Dr. Peek mentioned our website, redhotmamas.org. Red Hot Mamas also has a newsletter that's sent out to thousands of women every month. It's free. It's an e-newsletter. It's called the Menopause Minute. And websites like menopause.org, which is the North American Menopause Society website, is an excellent, excellent resource. And again, I feel as if, you know, it's important to keep that sense of humor, okay, in menopause, and keep that twinkle in your wrinkle, because humor, there's no prescription necessary to honor thy humor at menopause. And it really is a good weapon against the war on menopause.
Oh, my God, you're so funny. You just cracked me up
true.
Totally. But it is definitely true. There's no question about it. And so everyone out there, again, we've had this absolutely marvelous opportunity to share with you an incredible resource. And I've known Karen almost since the beginning of her incredible work. I've enjoyed every single moment. She is so fabulous. Run on over to her Facebook at Red Hot Mamas Menopause, her Twitter at Red Hot Mamas, her Pinterest, Red Hot Mamas, and Vimeo as well, because she is the penultimate teacher in this field. Karen, thank you so much for having been on the Her Podcast.
Thank you very much for having me, and I hope that I've given some hopeful messages to all your listeners.
Yeah, I verify that in about 3 seconds. And everyone out there, now take a minute, hit iTunes, rate and review the show, because I want to hear from you, because I'm Dr. Pam Peek. I'm host of the Her Podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek, or Twitter at Pam Peek MD, or Instagram at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every single episode of the Her Podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. So thanks for listening today. Stay safe and stay well.